USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he's not worried about North Korea's recent missile tests during the final news conference of his visit to Japan. While standing alongside Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Trump said he doesn't think the missile tests that North Korea conducted earlier this month violated United Nations sanctions.
My people think it could have been a violation, as you know. I view it differently. I view it as a man. Perhaps he wants to get attention, and perhaps not. Who knows? It doesn't matter.
On the subject of trade, Trump told reporters his administration will make a deal with China, just not yet. Chicago seeing another violent Memorial Day weekend. Reports are, since Friday, 34 people have been shot. Five of them have died. Last year, 37 people were shot. Seven of them died over the entire Memorial Day weekend in the Windy City. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Damage cleanup continues after a deadly tornado struck El Reno, Oklahoma, outside Oklahoma City on Saturday night. The National Weather Service confirming it was an EF3 tornado that touched down and then traveled more than 2 miles in 4 minutes. The 75-yard-wide tornado destroyed a motel and destroyed most of a mobile home park. 2 people died and 29 were injured. Despite what its own organizers have said, President Trump's indicated in a tweet that the annual Rolling Thunder motorcycle ride will continue next year in D.C.
Rolling Thunder organizers report the event that attracts thousands of motorcyclists to Washington every year has become too costly. The event pays tribute to service members killed in action or POWs. Artie Muller formed Rolling Thunder in 1987.
We've got 32 years of history on a lot of legislation we passed. A lot of veterans, our troops, and their families that we've helped through the years.
I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
U.S. Senator John Tester is decrying the high rates of suicides among veterans. On CBS's Face the Nation yesterday, the Montana Democrat said that more has to be done to help veterans in need, as new reports say there are about 20 veteran suicides a day. Tester says even one is too many, and he said he and Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran have crafted a bill to take mental health to a new level at the VA. Tester said they're looking to use activities that have proven to work for people with mental health issues, such as yoga and equine therapy. Speaking of horses, another horse has died at California's storied Santa Anita racetrack, and that makes 26 horse deaths there since December. The latest, the third in 9 days, was a 9-year-old horse who sustained a fatal injury to its leg during a Saturday race. Last weekend, 2 more horses died from injuries sustained, one during a race and one during training. On a lighter note, Disney's live-action version of its 1992 animated feature, Aladdin, earned $86 million in its first weekend in North American theaters. Coming in second was John Wick Chapter 3 Parabellum, which sold just over $24 million worth of tickets in the U.S. and Canada, and in third place, Avengers Endgame with nearly $17 million. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.